Welcome to the Defend the Fort podcast, a product of the Tigers Sports Network and Eagle Radio.
It's over. Ben Hayes has won the national championship.
This is Gerard Welbrock, and we appreciate you joining us as we visit with current and former Fort Hays State Tigers.
2 seconds, 1 second, that's going to do it. The Fort Hays State Tigers are national champions. Fort Hays State national champions.
The Defend the Fort podcast is brought to you by Diamond R Jewelry on the Bricks in beautiful downtown Hays. Snap is low, the hold down, the kick is up. It's got enough distance. Will it get through? It is gone!
It's gone!
He hit it! 56 yards! A career long for Dante Brown! And we go to overtime! And our latest guest on the Defend the Fort podcast is Kate Remmerman. You may remember as Kate Lehman, former standout basketball player, All-American at Fort Hays State University. Kate, we appreciate you taking some time to relive the glory days at Fort Hays State.
Yes, I'm glad to be on.
We mentioned All-American player for the Tigers, part of some great teams. I always like to start these off and kind of just get a feel for the recruiting process and how you got in touch and how you became a Tiger. Tell us about that process and how you end up signing with Fort Hays State.
Yeah, sure. So that's going way, way back, it feels like. So probably around my junior year of high school, it was one of those things where I could either go to school and have a basketball scholarship or not go to school. And so I started kind of looking around and filling out the questionnaires, and I slept. My mom helped me do all of the Kansas schools. So we did K-State, KU, then obviously Fort Hays, Pitt, Washburn, Emporia. And then I did a couple of the, you know, Friends, Newman, of the smaller schools. And then a couple of out-of-state ones, Iowa State and a few others, just to kind of put feelers out and then see where I might be a good fit or who might have me. And then I did a couple of visits. I visited Iowa State and K-State, and then I visited Fort Hays. I visited Pitt. And I enjoyed all of the schools. Coach Hobson was just the first coach to offer me. And I was tired of thinking about it. And so I accepted the offer. And that's kind of what took me to Hays.
You know, that's got to be, I mean, exciting in a way when you have schools interested in you and making all of those visits. But in a lot of other ways, it's such a big decision. I can't imagine the pressure to, you know, obviously you want to get it right. You want to have the right fit. So many factors go into a decision like that. I can't imagine the stress you and your family may have been under.
Right. You know, for a 17-18-year-old have to make that decision, it's just kind of crazy. But I'm pretty go with the flow, and I think my mom was way more stressed out about it than I was, probably.
You mentioned Fort Hays State being the first to offer, but obviously it must have had a good feel and a good fit for you and what the program was with the players that were already here.
Yes, very much so. We visited probably a few weeks before they offered, and Coach Carey at the time, Carey Ingmahein now, is that how you say her last name?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Is the one that kind of showed us around, and that I really, really, really enjoyed her. I thought it was a good fit with her. Kenesha Petaway would have been one of the graduate assistants at the time also that helped show me around, and so that, it was just one of those things that felt kind of right, and it was a nice 2-hour drive from home, interstate the whole way, so lots of good reasons to go there.
Well, it ended up being a great fit. Kate, second in career points at Fort Hays State, all-time career-leading rebounder, career leader in free throws attempted and made, number one all-time career block shots. Obviously a great run at Fort Hays State, culminating with an All-American season your senior year. And you were really a part of some great teams, that had been getting better and better under Coach Hobson, and you got here, and not just you, but there were some obviously talented players that came in with you, but you guys kind of took the program to the next level. That has to be so gratifying to know that you were able to take the program to where it was then and kind of has maintained to today.
Oh, 100%. And like you said, there were so many other outstanding players that came in just right around the same time I did. You know, Kate Edwards comes to mind. She was the class above me, and she was an outstanding forward. You know, she was tall, lanky, and could get to the basket. And then Carrie Shaw, you know, an awesome defender. And then, you know, Beth came in the year behind me and did huge things at the point guard position. Just name a few of the other people.
Yeah, there are so many, and obviously you don't have success with one person. It takes an entire team, but you kind of became the focal point. Obviously, you were a tall player and developed so much. What was the biggest, I guess, adjustment and the biggest thing you had to learn to take your game from the high school level to the collegiate level and to have the success you did?
Oh, I would say the biggest thing was just the strength and getting stronger. I'll never forget the first time I came down and helped with the camp, the summer camp. I think they actually just finished up the June one. But that was one of the first intros to Fort Hays. And I went and lifted in the weight room with Tracy Keyser and Kelsey Swanson. And then I couldn't walk for the next week. So just getting that strength and learning that, my 110-pound frame wasn't probably going to fly very far in Division II. And then I would give Janelle Durler a ton of credit. She was the senior post my freshman year, and she took me under her wing. And, I mean, she taught me anything there was to learn and was so gracious. I moved into her starting position probably halfway through my freshman year, and she, you know, that was probably a turning point for me, and she had such a huge part to do with it because it would be so easy for a senior to get so upset that a freshman was taking their spot, and she just cheered me on and congratulated me and, you know, coached me from the bench. So she was absolutely phenomenal, one of those players that is a rare find, and I was so grateful to have above me.
Yeah, it takes special players like that to help others develop and build a program. She certainly was one of them.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so the rumor, and I'm not going to say where I heard the rumor, but when you stepped on the campus, and you can correct it and set the record straight, you couldn't do a push-up when you got here, and obviously that changed by the time you leave. Is there any accuracy to that, or is that just one of those fables that have been made up over time?
There's a ton of accuracy to that. I couldn't do a push-up, and I could barely bench the bar. That's why I told you strength was one of those things that was something I had to hit the weight room hard. And, you know, credit where credit's due to Newton High School. They tried. Our poor weight coaches tried with me, but not a lot of 6'4 girls go through the high school girls basketball program or program in general at Newton. So they were kind of at a loss at how to help me. Luckily, Coach Hobson and Coach Carey, they kind of knew exactly what direction to point me in and got some dumbbells in my hand and taught me how to do a push-up with correct form. And I think I could do like 10 by the time I graduated, so I'll hang my hat on that.
There you go. So the rumor was true, but obviously that changed before you were done. And it's interesting how that has changed the game so much. And I know that's one of the things Coach Hobson talked about you, the behind the scenes, the weight room, how much stronger you got. There's a reason why you became the player you did, and it wasn't always everything on the court. It's those things you did off the court, the strength conditioning and all that to get yourself better.
Right, yep, and lots of protein powder. That was one of the first things they did was find me some whey protein powder and maybe drink it.
Well, you were part of some great teams, as we mentioned. You got better every year. You kind of pushed the envelope, but, man, every year seemed like just a heartbreaking loss to Central Missouri at the end of the season. Then to finally break through that senior year, you beat them in the semifinals of the conference tournament. The fact it was Central Missouri you beat after so many heartbreaking finishes to your year, which kept you out of the NCAA tournament, that had to be so gratifying for you and your teammates.
You know, it was, and I still going to make me kind of get emotional here because I hate talking about this game, the Emporia one that we lost in that Central Regional. And if we had been healthy, I mean, we had beat them twice already that same season. But yeah, beating Central Missouri always feels good to beat Central Missouri. and then playing Emporia. And so, yeah, it was definitely, you could see the growth from year to year with just how we got closer and closer and then finally were able to beat them. So, and they had good players. I mean, it's not like they were down or a weak team. I feel like we really, really beat a very good Central Missouri team too, which makes it that much better.
Yeah, it was kind of disappointment, and obviously your career didn't end the way you wanted it to, and injuries kind of reared their ugly head there down the stretch, because I think you guys had a chance to maybe win an even bigger trophy, but it kind of just goes to show it takes some good fortune, and unfortunately you had some injuries at the wrong time, but it had to be a little bit bittersweet the way that thing ended after such a great season winning 30 games.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and being able to finish, I mean, of course we would have had loved to have gone further, but being able to finish on your home floor, I mean, there's something special about getting to come back after a conference tournament and hosting a Central Regional. I mean, that you don't just get to do that. People, that's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And, you know, Fort Hays has got to do it a few times now, which is phenomenal. We came and watched, actually, last year's, but it's been, I mean, that's one of the neatest things to get to host and to fill the gym the way we filled it for a women's basketball game. I mean, yeah, it was pretty neat.
And Gross Coliseum is one of those special places, and you were part of a group that, I mean, got the interest of women's basketball going and drawing huge crowds, a great atmosphere, I think as good as there is. What was that like playing in front of the fans like that? They were so loyal and still are so loyal and just really got into the game. It was a great game day atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, it was. I mean, our fan base was outstanding, and you know, sometimes I'll come back to Hayes every once in a while, and I'll still run into people that still know who I am, which is kind of makes me laugh. but the way that women's basketball gets followed in Hayes is just phenomenal. When I was there, the pep band was outstanding, and I'm sure they still are, but that was one of the big things, too, was the band knew us, players knew the band, and getting them into the game was always a lot of fun. You could count on them to heckle the other team pretty well. And then, I mean, you just have all the others that come to the game on a regular basis, you know, Mr. Bickle and all of those fans that are always at every game, and you can count on seeing them at the tip-off of the girls' game. And now, you know, they don't come in halfway through to watch the boys play. They're there when we start.
Yeah, and you mentioned the pep band, and they did their research. I mean, they knew things about the opponents. It wasn't just show up and pick on a player or two. They did their research. Oh, no, they were ready to go. Very, very well-informed pep band.
They were. They knew names. They knew numbers. Sometimes they knew boyfriends. They were a lot of fun to listen to. And, yeah, I had some good friends that played in the pep band, and I really enjoyed them. So.
This is the Yep, you're listening to the Defend the Fort podcast. We're visiting with Kate Bremerman, former Kate Lehman, All-American post player at Fort Hays State University, part of four 20-plus win seasons, a 30-win season, MIAA championship her senior year, won the conference tournament to get to the NCAA, and the Tigers hosted the regional, came up a little bit short that year because of injuries, but a phenomenal season. Your first career game. I remember it was an exhibition game at Oklahoma State. Tigers lost that one 55-51, but you got to come in off the bench, score about 5 points, and little we know what that was going to lead to down the future, but a pretty big stage for your first career game in the black and gold.
Yeah, it was, and that one's kind of a big memory too. My biggest memory of that is my parents rented a party bus, and half of Newton came to it on a bus, and yeah, I got in for just a few minutes and scored, and that was a really, really fun gym to play in. It was actually the only year we got to play at Oklahoma State because we did the K-State-KU switch after that, but just such a great atmosphere, and that ended up also being a road trip, I believe, with we went to the Alamo. It was in Texas, and we did a couple of games down there, some preseason stuff, and yeah, that was a lot of fun. That very first, you know, Division II spotlight in a Division I gym. Definitely a bigger stage than I had ever really imagined I'd get to play on and have success on, and then to get to go out there and as a freshman score, that was pretty neat.
And then I still remember it vividly. I mean, you played that first semester and did what a lot of freshmen do. You're trying to figure it all out. But I think it was at Truman State, first game after the Christmas break in conference play. You scored 15 points, grabbed 9 boards, had 4 blocked shots. And it seemed like the light switch turned on. You were a different player, and it was kind of put the pedal on the gas the rest of the way. That game was kind of the springboard. What happened over the break? What changed? Because you were a different player from that point on.
You remember things better than I do. you know, I would credit a lot of that to Coach Terry. I kind of vividly remember we had our Christmas break, you know, and then we got back, and we come back 3 weeks earlier than everybody else does. So you basically eat, sleep, and play basketball for 3 weeks straight, which, you know, your first freshman year, like, gets a little bit long, and after that it becomes the best part of the season when you don't have to go to class, you don't have to do anything besides worry about when your next meal is and when you have practice. And Coach Carey spent hours and hours and hours in the gym with me, and we just worked for 2 or 3 weeks straight. I mean, I was the first one there, and then I stayed late and had to shoot free throws after everyone else had left. And I mean, Carey was there from the minute I walked in to the minute I left, working on rebounding with me and showing me different post moves and rebounded every shot I threw up. And so I would just – it takes a very, very invested coach to put that kind of time with a player. And I'll be forever grateful that she chose me to put it in with. And, you know, I'll go back again to Janelle Durler, was there with us also. She would come and she played defense on me, and, you know, Carey threw me the ball. I would work on my offense. Janelle would play defense, and we would just do a lot of one-on-one post moves. And that was kind of what helped set things up for success.
Well, it certainly did. You came out of that game against Truman, and I think you went on to score double figures in all but two more games the rest of the way, and had a big 28-point game against Missouri Southern. I had to go research some of this. I couldn't remember it all from memory. And I didn't necessarily remember it was Truman, but I do remember it was one of the first games out of the break, and you had double figures, and it was kind of game on from that point. I want to go back to your senior year a little bit, that great team you were on. And I get the sense, even though, I mean, you lost a great player in Kate Edwards. I mean, she was phenomenal, but going into that next year, you guys felt you still had a chance to be pretty good. When did you know you had a chance to have a really special season?
You know, honestly, I think the second that my junior year season ended, we had unfinished business and we knew it. And, you know, you're right. We lost Kate and we lost Tara Inglesby. And there was somebody else in that graduating class. Kai Brown.
Oh, yeah.
All phenomenal. But we had just as much talent coming in, and, you know, Jill Saxon spent so much time in the gym so that she could fill that position that we were losing. Ellie Stein did a great job of coming in behind me. And then, you know, Chelsea Mason, those girls all spent so much time in the gym just so they could fill that gap that we were losing with, you know, Kate and Tara and Kai. And they put in the time. And then Coach, he brought in Nikki from Poland, and a couple of other girls that just did so well in filling those gaps. And what we lost in Kate, we found in those other girls with their just work ethic.
Yeah, it was a special group. You'd have a 21-game winning streak at one point during that season. As we said, finally got over that Central Missouri hump in the conference tournament, beat them. And I don't want to draw on a too much disappointing finish there, but obviously it was a phenomenal year. You finished it as a first-team All-American. BennettRank.com named you the Division II Player of the Year. Just a lot of accolades, and I know you're one of those players who firmly believes you have to have good teammates for you to have that success, and you certainly did that.
Yeah, and yes, it really was great. And then I think what made this team so special too is as much as we were teammates on the court, we were friends off the court, which it doesn't always happen. I mean, most of the girls live together, you know, in some form or another, and spent time outside of basketball with each other, which just helped the chemistry on the court so much, and which makes it pretty special.
Did you have a chance to play anywhere after college? I know it's a little bit different in the women's game, but did you have any opportunities?
There had been a couple of people that had reached out about some overseas opportunities, but, you know, it was one of those things where by the time I was done with my senior year, it was time to be done. I'm not sure my body would have made it too much longer. I was having to tape my arm up pretty good towards the end of my senior year just to keep my elbow from hyperextending with every single shot I took. So I probably could have gone on, but it was time for me to find the job and get married. So
yeah.
It was a high note to end on. And so I did.
You know, players who play at the level you do, I mean, obviously there's a lot of time. There's a lot of effort that goes into it. From a young age on, I mean, you look back now, was all that worth it, all the things you had to give up and maybe not participate in because you had to work on your game or you had a game or other things? Do you look back and say you'd do it all over again?
Oh, 100% I would do it all again. Now, 16-year-old me would not say that. 16-year-old me was done. But now, you know, now that it's come and gone and I've had the success I've had and, you know, met the friends that I've met, I would do it again in a heartbeat. It was so worth it. You know, just the experiences I got and the people I got to be with. I would do it again.
And then you kind of advanced on into coaching, did a little high school coaching for a while. Now into the administrative side, kind of stuck with that the sports, and then giving back to the kids as a school administrator. Talk about your post basketball career a little bit.
Yeah, so I as soon as I graduated, I had to get a job at Plainville to be a first grade teacher, and then I was able to coach volleyball and basketball while I was there. And then, you know, I got called home, not really called home, but life kind of happened. And it was one of those things where the timing worked out well for Joel and I to move back home. We had Jessie, our first daughter, and, a job opening came at Newton High School where I graduated from, and the athletic director called me and asked if I wanted it. And I said, well, I can't come without a teaching job. And a couple of days later, he called again and said, well, there's a teaching job open. And it was actually, at that time, the exact same position I had in Plainville. It was a fifth grade reading and science job. And so I interviewed for that, and they offered me the teaching job. So I called the athletic director and just said, you know, I guess if it's still an option, I'll come. And so we put our house on the market, and I ended up, myself and my daughter, moved in with my parents for a few months, which was something. And I taught fifth grade, and then I coached the Newton High girls, which, you know, our record was not good, but the group of kids I had were outstanding. I mean, I've coached some really, really outstanding athletes in the 5 years that I got to coach. And then COVID hit, and amidst all of that, an elementary principal job opened up, and I had kind of applied just because I was at home and it was COVID and I was bored, and I had no intention of getting the job. But they called and offered it to me, and so I took it. And at that time, I hadn't really resigned from coaching. I kind of thought they'd let me do both, but then they didn't. They told me I had to either coach or be the principal, and the admin job paid just a little bit better than the coaching job. So I stuck with that, and just finished my first year as a principal at Wolfen Elementary School. It's a rural school within the USD 273 Newton District, and it's been an absolutely phenomenal job. I'm so excited to go back next year when it's not a COVID year and kind of see how things work post-COVID with the kids. And it's been a really, really good career path for me. I'm hoping eventually I'll be able to get back into the coaching side of things. I definitely missed it a lot this past year when I didn't get to be with the kids, but I'll get back into it eventually.
I'm still picturing you as a first grade teacher. I mean,
yeah,
they had to think you were a giant. What was their reaction?
Yeah, They got used to it after the first few weeks, but there was definitely a little bit of shell shock the first week or two. And I will say first grade was not the position for me. I've taught first, third, fifth, and sixth. And the fifth and sixth grade is definitely a little bit more my level as opposed to the little first graders. And the height definitely has something to do with that, you know, going up and down and being a little bit too scary for the first graders to look at. So, yeah. But now I have my kindergartners that love me because I work in a K-4 building now, and yeah.
That's
some of my
funny.
Favorites, but I don't have to teach them.
Yeah, I can't imagine that. That's pretty neat. We've talked a lot about games and different things. Anything we didn't touch on? Any particular game or highlight that stands out in your mind?
You know, I think we hit the big ones. Beating Central Missouri, you know, and the Central, or to go to the tournament, and then the Emporia State loss, and yeah, I think we hit the ones. And for me, honestly, Gerard, the games just run together. It's the teammates and that memories we made along the way that kind of stick out more so than the actual basketball games.
It's funny. So many of them say that the games kind of blend, but it's the relationships and the memories you make that stick with it. I do want to ask you one thing. You're a great rebounder, and obviously 6'4", people think, well, yeah, of course. That's not always the case. I mean, you see post players that maybe aren't great rebounders. There's an act to that, and I know you worked hard to be the great rebounder and scorer that you were.
Yeah, 100%, and I will – actually, you know, on top of everyone else I've talked about, you know, Janelle Durler and Coach Carey and all of them, my family is a very, very tall family. My little brother is 6'6", 6'7". My sister is 6'3". My other brother is 6'3". And when we go home, when I go home for summers and for breaks, we would go play. And my little brother and I had quite a competitive one-on-one post game that we would do. And it was a make it, take it, take it thing. And until about my junior year of college, I could wipe him off the court with it. But my junior, senior year, he got about as good as I was. And so he and I pushed each other around pretty good, which I would say definitely helped me with my rebounding game, just having to muscle around with him a little bit if I wanted to continue to show him who was better.
Well, it's nice of you to give credit to your little brother, who is 6'7".
Yes. Yes, my little brother, who's 6'7". He's the tallest one, which he lets us all know.
Oh, that's funny. Kate, we have so enjoyed our visit. It was such a pleasure to follow you and call your games and be a part of a special time for Fort Hays State, kind of took the Tigers to a new level, a level they continue to push at even to this day. So good to catch up with you, and appreciate you joining us on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you for letting me. It was a good time.
That is Kate Bremerman. You remember her as Kate Lehman, former All-American post at Fort Hays State University, our latest guest on the Defend the Fort podcast.